Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome. Is it ever a big surprise that you have a leaky gut or have an immunity problem or get melancholy? Well, we're so fortunate today to have Dr. Allison Astill Smith, a leading English nutritionist who is the founder and director of a company called Metabolics, to discuss her personal journey back to health and how gluten was a major issue in her health and so many of our fellow people around the world. Allison, thanks so much for joining us from London and sharing your wonderful work. So could you tell us a little bit about your personal journey and how you even got involved with it, how you even discovered it? Because most people never even realize it.
My background is as a qualified osteopath for nearly 35 years with a specialist interest in nutrition. And I actually became interested in gluten a few years ago after I developed the autoimmune disease Hashimoto's. And I started to experience all the symptoms associated with that, the thyroid symptoms of fatigue, hair loss, muscle joint pains, and so on. In fact, it became so disabling for me that I was unable to get up and down stairs properly, to bend my knees properly, and so on. So at this point, I started to look into Hashimoto's and the possible association with gluten. And as you know, Dr. Abel, there's a huge amount of published information out there documenting that association. You only have to put into PubMed, thyroid and gluten, and 169 papers come up. So it was from a personal health perspective designed to see if I could reverse my own Hashimoto's and also the health of my family, because I had genetic testing done for all my eight children, and each of them carries three gluten-sensitive genes. So it was from this perspective that I wanted to try and prevent autoimmune diseases later on in their lives, and that's what really began my in-depth research into the effects of health from gluten.
Well, I'm so impressed, because I know your medical director, Dr. Davey, also is a researcher and found that there are genetic causes of many diseases. And so that not only do you have the lifestyle and the symptoms, but you even have the genetic support. I mean, this is fascinating.
Absolutely. And Dr. Davey's speciality, of course, is epigenetics, which is, of course, the effect on the gene. So you can have the stress or the diet, or as providing you have the genetic sensitivity to it, then, of course, the gene can become switched on. And that's Dr. Davey's specialism, the epigenetic side.
If I can toot your horn for a second, is that not only is Metabolics an exceptional company and it's going to come to the United States one day, I hope, but your physician, who is your medical director, was the former Queen's physician. So obviously, he was held in the highest regard. And I was fortunate to have the opportunity to meet your folks and see that your product line is phenomenal. But back to our friend, the leaky gut. How does that happen from gluten? How does that develop?
Okay, so a leaky gut is as it sounds. It is intestinal permeability, and it really is just that. It's the end result of exposure to inflammatory stressors such as gluten, casein, alcohol, stress, and even glycoalkaloid-containing foods, such as the deadly nightshade family and so on, from the deadly nightshade family, and even the effect of GMO foods, how they can possibly be associated with a leaky gut. And when you get these foreign exposures to the gut, what happens is the gut cells will respond by producing a protein known as zonulin, which releases the tight junctions, which are like shoelaces between the gut cells, which then allows the larger proteins like the gluten and the casein through to be met by the gut-associated lymphoid tissue on the other side and then dealt with by the immune system. So as soon as you've got gluten or other foreign matter through, then the immune system will deal with that. And either it will deal with it in an innate response, particularly with gluten, you can get this non-celiac gluten sensitivity, or it's a precursor to an autoimmune response or development of an autoimmune disease.
Can you, it's so interesting how American physicians are so unaware of all of this, and with the tremendous amount of literature that expresses it. But to my knowledge, you're having a seminar next weekend in New York City, or this coming weekend. Can you tell us a little about the seminar and why you decided to have it?
Indeed, I am, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've already run this seminar throughout Europe, and I'm running it because I have a passion to impart the knowledge that I've developed through my own health journey to other practitioners and public alike on just how gluten can affect your body and how you can improve your health. What I'll be talking about is what gluten is, how the mechanism of the involvement in autoimmune disease, molecular mimicry, whereby a lot of people don't realize that if you have a gluten problem, why can't you tolerate cow's milk or cow's proteins? But in fact, there are things that you can tolerate, like goat's proteins. I'll be talking about the difference between A1 and A2 milks. I'll be talking about the effect of other compounds that can also upset the membranes within the cells. So again, your glycoalkaloids, your saponins within the deadly nightshade family and so on, and other stressors like alcohol, GMO, even talking about gut gases, even the odor of the wind that you can produce, that one produces, will give an indication of the health of the gut and what's residing in there and so on. So that's why I wanted to run it, because I'm so passionate about getting the information out there and healing people. I've had such amazing results in my own clinic with patients which their lives have been turned around by very simple changes in their approach to their diet and life, and supplements that can heal the leaky gut and so on, enzymes. That's why I'm looking forward to doing this seminar in New York.
Have you ever heard of Joseph Campbell's book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces?
Oh, unfortunately, I haven't.
Well, it's worth looking at, because this is your story. The hero with a thousand faces, whether it's Moses, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Native Americans, gods, etc., are people who wanted to quest for knowledge, and they got the knowledge. Of course, people helped them and got in the way along the way. And it was those who came back and dealt with the ignorance, the arrogance, by officials, etc., who had the passion to say, my job is to share. Because in a sense, I guess, the real currency of humanity is caring, sharing, and love. And that's what I'm hearing here. And I think of so many people sitting on subways in New York City, suffering mood changes, bowel changes, mm-hmm. thyroid changes, and do not realize that a complicated problem can be solved sometimes with a simple solution. Magnificent.
Absolutely.
Well, I wish you, Allison, that the program is excellent. And I know how great Metabolics is as a company, and I hope more and more people become involved in it. Love to see it in Philadelphia, the program. And I know that you'll be smashing and indeed with both the science and with the objectivity and the passion with which you share this information. It's most unique. A lot of people are very attached to their programs and their discoveries, but very few are so attached that they want to give it out freely. Thanks so much for being with us. Good luck this weekend. And I appreciate all you do for so many with the quality of your vitamins. Probably the best approved vitamin company in Europe and hopefully coming to America. Terrific. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com.